It's time for Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock.
Believe me when I say we have a difficult time ahead of us. But if we are to be prepared for it, we must first shed our fear of it. I stand here without fear because I remember that I am here not because of the path that lies before me, but because of the path that lies behind me. I remember that for 100 years we have fought these machines. And after a century of war, I remember that which matters most. We are still here!
And now, live from the studios of Freedom's Phoenix, Ernest Hancock.
Welcome back to Declare Your Independence. Me, Ernest Hancock, missing you long time. You know, this is how we roll. I want to make sure that you get to know what's going on. Every day, you know, or every day I can be here, on the radio, I'm going to give you the up close and personal of how you do battle against the bad guys. Yes, because we can. You know, Fridays we're going to have, Jet Lacey's going to start doing a lot of the Fridays. I know you guys like calling in, when Jet's in, because he's nice to y'all. And we're going to, he'll start doing his show on Friday, and that'll give you an opportunity to, you know, be healed with him. And he enjoys taking your calls and talking to you and, you know, spend a lot of time there. Let me tell you what's going on. This last weekend, I went to Missouri State Party, Libertarian Party Convention. Now, Missouri were heavily involved in the Ron Paul Revolution. And they, you know, it all comes down to individuals and personalities and what their goal is. You know, how many minds can we free? And all of a sudden they go, well, here's a good opportunity for us to do it. Let's support that. Let's go whip ass and, you know, done. Then there are some are like, no, they're Republicans and we can't and this and that. And they, you know, we need to grow the party and we want them to, you know, sign this and pledge that and give us money. And it's all about the party and stuff. And you know, and they just kind of wither away. Well, in Missouri, they had a lot of activists, a lot of young people. That's where they came out with the MIAC report. Now, that was one of the fusion centers in there, and born out of that was the defuse effort that Catherine Bleich and friends is doing. And then we had, all kinds of stuff. So for somebody to go in there and say, oh, no, we got to stop all that and get back to, you know, building the party kind of thing. They're going, well, this is what built the party. You know, this is why we're popular. This is why we got, what would you think we were doing? So this is, of great interest to me because it is so clear to the people on the ground there who represents what. So I'm going to tell you in the next segment when we come back how this all is playing out into the Tea Party Express. There is an enormous effort to take over the Libertarian Party because of its 50-state ballot status and turn it into the Tea Party. Because they don't have the resources to do it any other way. And they got a willing accomplice. And they're trying. See, I knew this was coming. You know, we did, back in August, we ran a piece about the Tea Party Express when they created it. And you follow, you just follow the money. I mean, you know, all right, who paid for the website? This guy. All right, well, who's this guy, and what group's he with, or what's a company, and it goes to this guy, to this guy, to this guy, you know, can you say blue dress, all right? I mean, it goes down to, you know, Republican National Committee guys, and that's just, why do you think they were pushing Sarah Palin so much when she did so abysmally during the campaign with McCain? They don't care. She got legs. She got legs and flowing hair. I'm from Alaska. You know, and this is a psyop again. I mean, you think the big bad guys are like, you know, oh, I guess we'll just, you know, close up Empire Shop and go somewhere else? Hell no. But they come up against what? The revolution. Well, you didn't think I was sitting on the sidelines. I was just waiting for the perfect time. Super Bowl time. And you guys get to know exactly what's going on because it's on.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product. Not available in Iowa?
Welcome to AZ Door Doctor. We are the premier Phoenix area garage door repair and installation company, licensed, bonded, and fully insured for your protection. We've been installing and repairing garage doors for over 20 years in the Phoenix Valley. With 3 generations of ownership and over 100,000 satisfied customers, our longevity is a testament to the quality of our work. Need help with your garage door? Give us a call, 602-495-1555. That's 602-495-1555. And talk to one of our technicians.
The science of the future, found in nature, is made available today through technology by StemTech Health Sciences. Scientific developments show that your own stem cells form the natural renewal system of your body. Stem Enhance is the first product that supports the release of stem cells from your own bone marrow. Find out more. Call 480-488-7894. That's 480-488-7894. Or go to www.healthgain.com. That's healthgaine.com.
Attention, ladies! Dr. Arthur Perry is inviting you to participate in a nationwide giveaway of his Miracle Cream Night Skin. If you want smooth, firm skin with healthy collagen and elastin, you are eligible for a free 10-day supply of Night Skin, the skincare formula with proven results. Night Skin works while you sleep to even skin tones on your face and neck, exfoliate, and also reduce the appearance of fine lines. This one amazing cream does the work of 4 expensive products. If you want firmer, beautiful skin and you're new to Dr. Perry's Night Skin, you're eligible to have a free 10-day supply rushed to your door. Here's how.
For your free 10-day supply of Night Skin, call 1-800-362-5848. You only pay shipping and handling. Call right now and ask for your free supply of Night Skin. Call 1-800-362-5848 and be sure to click on our banner at www.republicbroadcasting.org.
There are those that just want to be left alone, and those that just won't leave them alone. Which one are you? The Ernest Hancock Show.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
Yeah, we took a look. Took a look for you, gonna explain it to you. explain it to you, because you need it splained, some splaining done. This, let me tell you what's going on. This has been going on for freaking ever. A lot of these young activists have been doing a lot of this stuff. They're in their mid, late 20s, early 30s, and so on, a lot of them. And they kind of understand that I get it. You know, I speak their language. I've done my best to provide them resources. I want to help them with whatever it is that they do. They need $20 here, $100 here, a couple hundred dollars there, and all of a sudden the entire world changes. And it's really that simple. It's targeted resources towards, or access to something, or a way to communicate out to the planet, whatever it is they just found out. Because you could have all the greatest, most wonderfulest information, and if nobody knows it, you know, it's that tree that fell in the forest, and there's no sound because nobody heard it. Okay? So, this is what I know. And the big bad guys, it's not even on their radar screen. If it doesn't come in the form of somebody wrote them a big giant check to have some AstroTurf out there showing somebody, then they don't even understand it. They can't even comprehend what's going on. Let me tell you what's going on from my perspective. My fear has always been in libertarian activism. When I was a young man, in the late 80s, and I came across, you know, what the heck, just had my fourth child, you know, I get it. You know, it's a big, bad, you know, it's a gang with a flag. These guys, because they can. I went through all the check boxes. You know, did you write your legislator? Yeah. Did you visit them? Yeah. Did you talk to your congressman? Yep. Did you file suit? Yep. Did you go to court? Yep. Did you run for office? Yep. Did you appeal? Did you go up? Yep. I did all the boxes, okay? So I'm like, now what? I was looking for somebody to support. I mean, God, there's got to be somebody. There's got to be some statesman out there. There's got to be somebody. No. There's sure as heck nobody in Arizona. Big-time corruption. So I'm going, okay, all right, so what are we going to do? My thing is that I have to be able to express myself in such a way that I at least did my part for my children. I just want Dad was not sitting on his butt. It's just the way I am. So I'm like, okay, then what? Well, now I'm in a situation to where I have a opportunity to express myself in such a way that you guys get some edumacation. So here, Donna, give me. And I got my batteries going out on my. We got to get. Wait a minute. Push the button. Oh, dang it! Got it plugged in. And we're almost about ready to lose connection to the internet there. Because I left on my trip. I left the power charger. Thanks, baby. I left the power charger or the power cord at home, and it's going to go, oh, man, I don't have it. The battery didn't last that long. Boom, we're fixed. Donna and I have been doing all this time is making sure that we understood it, too, and then we share it with everybody else. Okay? We're going, look, you know, this is important stuff. Nobody was there to tell us. I didn't see it on CBS, NBC, ABC, CNN. Fox or PBS or HBO, and they're not telling me this stuff. And when they do, it's blip, yeah, we told you. You know, it's on page 14 of the C section of the Wall Street Journal, and we kind of mentioned it sort of, if you don't get it, and you know, life sucks, didn't get the context, didn't understand how powerful it was, didn't understand what it did. We didn't want you to understand, or just a certain guys to understand. But we got a domino falling tournament over here for you to look at. Look at that. Okay. This is what's been going on from my perspective. In 2002, I mean, this is going on back in the day, the Libertarian Party itself started as a counter to this war party mentality that's been going on in the Republicans and Democrats, because they knew back then. You know, keep in mind, Eisenhower's 1960-61, he's going, hey man, beware the military-industrial complex. Well, less than a decade later, 10 years later, all of a sudden the Libertarian Party starts, because they saw it. You think the president sat there and told you about it. But there was more to that speech than a lot of people realize. Inside that speech, the thing that really got me, he was warning at how the scientific mind, the entrepreneur, the tinkerer in his garage, the innovators, the real, the geniuses, the individual would be swept up in an effort to serve the state. That was the goal. We need to get rid of the individual out there challenging the man. in all kinds of aspects. No, heck no, you're going to go out there and have a better mousetrap. We don't get our cut. Okay? So even if they have you doing, and that's one thing Jet put up this morning. I've been looking for this. It was like December of 08, so over like a year and a quarter ago. I found this on the internet, and it was just an explanation. It's a series of videos about, you know, what's what. And the one part in there that I remember, and it's at 4 minutes and 40 seconds into it, you know, for about a minute, is they go, look, the reason each one, you look at the lines of a map and the countries, you're not looking at countries or, you know, they're protecting individual rights or anything. You're looking at individual farms. Farms of people. How can we extract taxes, allegiance, whatever? These they're just farms to the central planner or whoever they are. A lot of times they're all go to the same, you know, massa. Because that's why everybody's got to have a number, Social Security, and all that kind of, because ranchers want to number their cattle. You need a national health care. They want to, oh, isn't it great? We're going to consolidate all their personal information. Yeah, you might as well be sheep. Of course they want to know how healthy you are, how much, you know, you get to a point where, I don't know, man, you're kind of old and you got, you know, we can't help you out here. You know, you're not, it's been nice knowing you. Okay, you don't get the individual freedom to do this. And the point that he was making is that even ranchers now, it's cheaper for them, you know, to give more space to the cattle. You know, they don't, you know, resist as much and get infections and injure themselves. And they go, well, give them a little bit more freedom, okay? You know, make it the stall a little wider. You know, free-range chickens, hey, you know, I get a little bit more. But you know what happens in the end? You're in the McNugget box, okay? In the end, it's just because you produce more. You know, you just get a slave on the plantation out there picking cotton. You know, that's not the same as, you know, get out there, all the slaves know that they can go ahead and have their own plantation as long as they give their cut to the man. They see it as more productive. Free-range people is just more productive. And the more they milk it, the more they do that, and the more they all of a sudden become less and less productive. Then you got kind of this revolution. You'll have the guys on the other side going, yeah, yeah, viva la revolution. We need to get more free so we get more productive out of you guys and start over and start raping you again. Tea Party. Tea Party. So here you have this Tea Party movement. It starts with Dr. Paul kind of thing, Lovelution. They're out there, people in the streets expressing themselves. They go, yes, we have heard your cries. We believe we need more freedom. So we're going to have this Tea Party Express that's operated by the RNC. You don't think so? Look at the lineage of who these people are behind it. All you got to do is just check out who owned the website, who started it, who's the guy promoting it, what they've done in the past, who they've worked for, who the names are they got up there. I'm like, you know, hello, this is not a secret for anybody that wants to look or cares. So we have this battle going on in the Libertarian Party since I've been involved and started back in the early 90s. We need to be more like them, which is what? How do you think you're going to be like them? How do you think you're going to get, you know, tens of millions of dollars donated? How do you think you're going to get people elected? How do you think you're going to get free media? How do you think what is it? You got to be as big a scumbag as they are. Where do you think all this money comes from? You know, I mean, are you my biatch? Are you? All right, well, here's some money. And Libertarian Party has been cheap. A lot of these guys getting in, you know, and you have the Libertarian National Committee, these guys, you know, some of them in it, just easy sellout. So there's some of them are like, nah, we don't want to, you know, we resist the temptation. We don't want, you know, stop. And they're not strong enough. They're not confident enough. They don't have enough faith in the activists to really put up a fight. I know, I had known these guys for a long time. I talked to them, and last week I was like, look, I do this Austin. After the leadership conference in Austin, Texas, over a week ago, I go, I'll do it. When I do this, we'll see, and I'll show you what the support is. I'll show you that there's, you know, there's a wave out there. I'll show you just the itty-bitty little inkling of it, and then it's time for you guys. I mean, if you're gonna come out, man, now's the time. By the end of the first week in March, this is your time. So I go 7 p.m. Friday night, last Friday. See, I already knew what I was going to do. You know, I just, yeah, give them an opportunity. You got to see if they're going to, you know, be in before, you know, being in was cool. Well, they haven't really, you know, jumped out in front. So Friday night, we announced it. with Wayne Allen Root there and John Jay, one of the other candidates to the Libertarian Party in Missouri, where in St. Louis the national convention is going to be. They got a dose of Ernie. And I'm going to share it with you because we're going national again. We'll be right back.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with a total transformation.
After the total transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the total transformation program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, back-talking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The total transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-656-4806. 1-800-656-4806. Call now. 1-800-656-4806.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
And now, live from the studios of Freedom's Phoenix, Ernest Hancock.
The Matrix is a system, Neo. That system is our enemy. But when you're inside, you look around, what do you see? Businessmen, teachers, lawyers, carpenters, the very minds of the people we are trying to save. But until we do, these people are still a part of that system, and that makes them our enemy. You have to understand, most of these people are not ready to be unplugged. And many of them are so inert, so hopelessly dependent on the system, that they will fight to protect it. Were you listening to me, Neo?
Or were you looking at the woman in the red dress?
I was...
Look again.
Where is it?
What are they? Sentient programs. Anyone we haven't unplugged is potentially an agent. Inside the Matrix, they are everyone and they are no one. They are guarding all the doors, they are holding all the keys, which means that sooner or later, someone is going to have to fight them.
Someone.
I won't lie to you, Neo. Every single man or woman who has stood their ground, everyone who has fought an agent has died. But where they have failed, you will succeed.
Why?
Their strength and their speed are still based in a world that is built on rules. Because of that, they will never be as strong or as fast as you can be.
What are you trying to tell me? That I can dodge bullets?
No, Neo. I'm trying to tell you that when you're ready, you won't have to.
We won't have to! You know who Neo is? It's not me. I'm trying to be Morpheus. I tell you, Neo is. It's you! It's the Love-lution. Where, I'll tell you this. Everyone that has stood their ground has been taken out by the Matrix, by the man, by the machine. Everyone. But the difference is, you'll succeed. What, we're going to dodge bullets? Nope, not going to have to. You know, we do what's called political judo, man. Use our own crap against them. Bring it on, bring it on, bring it on. And the Lord done helped us with Wayne Allen Root, that's so proud of his initials. That's why he says Wayne Allen Root all the time. Because he goes around on his webpage and everything. His abbreviation is WAR! WAR! My friends call me WAR! I'm like, oh, and your enemies too. So we're going to go, all right, fine, cool, it's all on. So what do we do? I said, look, everybody, are you guys decided? You guys in? You not in? Okay, I win the National Leadership Conference in Austin, Texas. We had a bunch of the activists there. We had more people than they knew what to do with it. All five candidates for LNC come dev that Ernie wins. Where are you guys? Crickets. Okay, cool. It's an activist thing. Had your chance. I had to give them a chance. I had to give the opposition to this takeover on the LNC, the people that are the old guard, the people that have allowed this to happen. Okay? They are the ones sat there and watched it. I've seen it happen. I've been to their meetings. I've been behind the doors. I've been talking to these. I'm like, you know, if you guys didn't directly do it, you sure as hell allowed it to happen. It's not the same thing we had to say about the Constitution. If it didn't cause what's been happening, it sure as heck didn't prevent it. So where's the power? You know, how do we do this? What? It's just to just create another plantation, another farm. So, how do we do this? Yeah, I don't know, but it's going to happen from people. It's going to be from individuals. It never happens any other way. I know that. So, what do we do? In Reno, where they had the state committee, every state, their election laws are different. So the Libertarian Party of Nevada, the way that they select and put people on the ballot is by an endorsement of the convention. Every state's different. Sometimes they do votes. Sometimes you just file papers with the Secretary of State. Sometimes, like in Missouri, you want to run for Congress, give them $200, you're on. I mean, you know, and then you can call yourself whatever. If you got ballot status for the party, you can call yourself that. But they, you know, you can go to the party. You go, yep, I just went to the Secretary of State. I mean, the laws are, you know, whatever. So that's to serve the man. So you go in and you go, I want to be, I've been in the past. And the gentleman that did it, he's probably not the greatest candidate in the world. I never personally met him, don't know. But his whole thing is, he's so libertarian, he changed his middle name to Libertarian. It's blah, 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 Libertarian, what you call it, okay? So this is, you know, he's run for U.S. Senate. We're going to have a Libertarian, gets the word Libertarian twice on the ballot up there. Now, nobody, they're not going to pay attention. They're going to give him free media, whatever the activists do. I mean, if he's not inspiring or whatever, they're not going to. But you know what? On the ballot, it's going to be Republican, Democrat, Libertarian, and maybe an independent. Well, the Republicans like, heck no. We're going after Harry Reid. Harry Reid bad. Harry Reid's going to be offered on the chopping block. We're going to sacrifice Harry Reid. Because keep in mind, you go high enough up on the pyramid, it's the same people controlling both sides. It's just a ouch, quit it fest, you know? Ouch, quit it, ouch, quit it, ouch, quit it. They don't care. Whoever's in there, I guarantee they're going to be, you know, I don't know what, foreign aid to Israel. You know, foreign aid bribing all these other little different fascist governments. We have the military industrial complex is definitely going to get their funding. We're going to have these bases. You know, how many hundreds of bases do we need? You know, I'm like, seriously? And it's just, and they don't care. They, you know, whether you afford it or not, they don't care. It doesn't matter. Because they get first crack at all that printed up money. They're not the ones that suffer from the inflation. We do. Okay, so here we go. So now what do they need? They need to get rid of their opposition. And at the same time, if they can bring people in to support their stuff, oh, and what better conduit for that than a guy that's willing to do it that goes by. War! War! And the Libertarian Party is going to turn into the Tea Party. And then we'll be all saved. The conservatives and the Christians bind together and got rid of the anti-war Libertarian Party, converted it into their 50-state ballot test on their own. We'll talk about it.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
During this time in your life, you may be thinking about your future and your retirement dreams. Purchasing a fixed annuity may help to make your future years more financially secure, and we at Great American Financial Resources Incorporated understand how important long-term security is to your retirement. Contact Tim Gustafson at Great American Senior Benefits. Call 1-877-724-10. A licensed agent will contact you. That's 1-877-724-10.
Welcome to AZ Door Doctor. We are the premier Phoenix area garage door repair and installation company. Licensed, bonded, and fully insured for your protection. We've been installing and repairing garage doors for over 20 years in the Phoenix Valley. With three generations of ownership and over 100,000 satisfied customers, our longevity is a testament to the quality of our work. Need help with your garage door? Give us a call, 602-495-1555. That's 602-495-1555. And talk to one of our technicians.
Men, are you thinking about the health of your prostate? Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away thousands of free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Beta Prostate is packed with plant sterols that support your prostate health. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, intimacy, and overall quality of life. Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same natural plant sterols as one Beta Prostate. And if you haven't tried Beta Prostate yet, you can call right now for a free bottle. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-790-6293. This offer is limited to one free bottle per household. Give your body nutrition that targets the prostate. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-790-6293 and be sure to click on our banner at www.republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey, Republic Broadcasting. I'm Rob Gray, Executive Director of the American Open Currency Standard. Our team is hard at work here in Texas and across the country assembling the new economy, a system of trade built on honest money and American production. We're proud to report that we now have more than 26,000 merchants trading across the country and more than a dozen private silver currencies like the Lakota Nation and the John Galt. But the most stunning AOCS medallion by far is the new Andrew Jackson Anti-Banker, available right now at RepublicSilver.com. Log on to RepublicSilver.com and get your hands on the investment-grade 999 fine silver Andrew Jackson barter medallions and stretch your purchasing power in our extensive trade network. And be sure to stop by the AG Trading Post in Dallas, the only store that refuses FRNs, where you can trade your Jacksons for top quality goods. Be a part of it today at RepublicSilver.com.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
It's time for Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock.
We show, and NSA confirms, there are no nuclear devices on the Canadian border. There are no nuclear devices in Albania. Albania has no nuclear capacity. Our spy satellites show no secret terrorist training camps in the Albanian hinterland. The Border Patrol, the FBI, the RCMP report no untoward activity along our picturesque Canadian border. The Albanian government is screaming its defense. The world is listening. There is no war.
Of course there's a war. I'm watching it on television.
And who might you be when it's all said and done?
My name is Conrad Breen.
Who do you work for?
Nobody whose name you want me to say, Mr. Young. I promise you.
Ah, it's all well and good, but when the fit hits the shan, somebody's going to have to stay after school. Who do you suppose that might be?
I don't know what you're talking about.
The spy satellites show it, Mr. Breen. They show no war.
Then what good are they if they show no war? I mean, what are we spending $250 billion a year in the Defense Department? What good are they if they show nothing? What are they, useless? Are they just broke or what?
I mean,
what
is... I would like to point out further that these medications taken in conjunction...
If there's no threat, then where are you? Let me go you one more. If there's no threat, what good are you?
Mr. Breen, you are the threat.
I'm the threat. I am the threat. Well, what have I been doing the last 30 years that you haven't been doing? You want to fill me in on that?
The last 30 years, Mr. Breen, I have been working to ensure the security of my country.
As have we all. And I would like to point out that the security of this country...
But if forced to choose between the security of your country and the security of your job, which would you pick?
It's not...
And while you hesitate, permit me to suggest that they are one and the same, your country and your job.
I'm doing my job, Mr. Breen. That's what you see me doing.
I'm doing my job.
What is it you were doing?
I'm doing my job, too. And let me ask you something. Let me ask you a simple question. Why do people go to war? Why do they go to war?
I'll play your silly game.
Okay, why do they go to war?
To ensure their way of life.
Would you go to war to do that?
I have.
And if you went to war again, who would it be against? Huh? Your ability to fight a two-ocean war against who? Who? Sweden and Togo? That time has passed. It's over. The war of the future is nuclear terrorism. It is, and it'll be against a small group of dissidents who, unbeknownst perhaps to their own governments, have blah, 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 blah. And to go to that war, you have to be prepared. You got to be alert. The public has got to be alert, because that is the war of the future. And if you're not gearing up to fight that war, then eventually the axe will fall, and you're going to be out in the street. And you could call this a drill. You could call this job security. You could call it anything you like. But I got one for you. You said go to war to preserve your way of life. Well, Chuck, this is your way of life. And if your spy satellites don't see nothing, if there ain't no war, then you can go home and prematurely take up golf, my friend. Because there ain't no war but ours.
There ain't no war but theirs. Wag the dog. That's Dustin Hoffman and Robert De Niro and I don't know the other guys. And what was very, this was done in, oh man, it's 90s, you know, mid-90s. Wag the Dog was just Hollywood going, look, we know how this is done. It's all produced. They just make this crap up as they go along. They produce wars to create the need for people to huddle together. We'd be afeared. And it's going to, and this is way before all this. Of course, it's going to be nuclear terrorism. What else is it going to be? You know, it's going to be, from some little unbeknownst to their own countries, they, blah, 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 blah. You know, I get it. I understand. This is what happens. It's happening now. But there's somebody out there that's just mucking up their parade. Antiwar.com has been around since Kosovo. The mid-90s, I remember then we had Eric Garris on the show here a couple weeks ago, and, he was a hardcore libertarian guy. You know, but they have no use for the party now. Why? Because they've been infiltrated by people that, we just, go along, get along. We got promise some money. All you have to do is promise these guys some money or pay off some of the guys with money. I have no idea, but I'll tell you. If you have a third party with 50 state ballot status, you tell me how valuable that is. Frank Capra did a movie on it back in the guy that does It's a Wonderful Life of Jimmy Stewart. He did a movie, I think it was Gary Cooper that played the role in that, the main guy. And it was called Meet John Doe. And it was all about how this stuff's been going on since for freaking ever. This is how they roll. And we're just buying into it with the promise. Now, tomorrow night, we have here a grand reopening of the workshop because we've done a lot of different remodeling. We're amping up for 2010 and 12. I mean, we're not going away, until they raid us with a SWAT team. Yeah, don't laugh. So then we get it all ready, and set, we're ready to, have a new grand reopening. We got new equipment, new supplies, we're ready to rock and roll in this whip butt. What are we going to do it with? I mean, we got to have a concept. We got to have an idea. We could sit here and, dominate Arizona, sure as heck any one of the cities here. What the heck good does that do? I mean, it might be a nice example and there's some guys doing that, that's cool. But I'm big thinking. Oh, that entrepreneurial spirit inside the mind of revolution. You know, because it's not about anything other than putting daisies in gun barrels. You know, I'm like, I don't want to go out and, you know, make their case. You know, all these mine canaries, a guy flying planes in the IRS buildings and going to the Pentagon and shooting up guards and all this kind of, that's just a side effect of what's coming. That's just the mine canary starting to flop over in the mine. Hey, man, time to get out. The air's getting bad. So we know this is coming. We're prepared. We're way ahead of this thing. And it's not just here. It's all around the country. I've been traveling around the country. I'm going all over. And these guys are out there. But they're not really inside, certainly not the leadership of the Libertarian Party. And they're not flooding over into it either, even though it represents, the philosophy represents perfectly what they want, to just be left alone. That they have such a small self-esteem, this big hole in their chest, that they need their mother-in-law to like them or something. I'm not even sure what's going on. But I'm not playing. And they had their chance. I'm well known as a libertarian. I've been running for national chair in 04, 06, 08, now 10. This is the time. This is the time that it is defined. Either the LP is going to be part of this revolution, or they're going to get the heck out of the way. Do I have to win in St. Louis to be able to do this? I had in the other times. I don't care. That's not the point. The point is that we have the vice presidential candidate to an ex-CIA guy. Neil Barr was CIA. Give me a break. Then he was a drug prosecutor. Then he's a congressman. You know, Defense of Marriage Act. I know a lot of people in this audience. Oh, yeah, we got to have the federal government define marriage. Seriously? Like, I don't want him to define heterosexual marriage, much less any other kind of marriage. It's a contract. Well, I want Uncle Sam on my wedding night to force menage trois with me and my wife? Seriously? Oh, it just drives me insane. The stupid stuff that comes out in the name of vote for us, because we're not as immoral as them. We're so moral, we're going to make you do all this stuff, social and economic engineering. Yay. Yay, bring on the Tea Party. So they create, the Tea Party's had nothing to do with this Tea Party Express thing, nothing. They just grabbed the name, threw it in there, and all that Fox News and Clear Channel has to do is get the rent the stage and the microphone and get their little thing up there and their soundboard and their guys and handy get up and go, woohoo, and we represent all you guys, and their numbers are plummeting. They go to CPAC, all right? You go to the conservative home of Mitt Romney, gets 22% to Ron Paul's 33%. Where's Sarah Palin? 7%. Newt Gingrich, 4%. What? I'm seriously? And then and Wayne Allen Root is going, oh yeah, we got it. You know, we're going to get on the Tea Party Express. Fox News promised me I'm going to be on, get reality show. Good man. I'm all over. I'm going to be Mr. Libertarian, Mr. War Libertarian. And I'm like, yeah, of course they will. You're saying what they want you to. What the heck did you think was going to happen? Of course they are. Up there with Sarah Palin, Dick Armey, and Joe the Plumber. Going to be talking about not giving foreign aid to other countries. You know, most notably Israel. Man, you know that. Oh, heck no. You can give as much money as you want to India and everybody else just as long as we get our cut. You know, I'm going, well, we might as well just become a state. I mean, what the heck? So I'm going, you know, wow. You know, they're going to be talking about that? No. Drug war? How it's just a ripoff. You know, Al Capone came of their prohibition on alcohol. Do you think anything different's happening with the drug war now, the war on some drugs? You know, the corruption inside of every level of government? But think they'll bring that up? Heck no. Are they going to bring up individual rights? You know, this gay right thing, this defense of marriage right. All that, you know, I talked to Heidi Byrick. She's a special projects director for Southern Poverty Law Center. You've heard me talk to her. And I go, you know, look, man, I'm for minority rights more than you are. Oh, heck no. That can never be. You know, we're for anti-Semitism and black rights and this rights and women, whatever rights. And I go, well, of course, I'm down to the individual. Top that. I'm down to individual rights. I'm for the rights of the individual. I don't care about any of this other stuff. I'm not trying to segment us up into different groups. And that includes people that are homosexual. What, they don't get rights? Of course they do. They don't get special rights, but that's what happens. Because you're giving special rights. What do? Here in the city of Phoenix, they give contracts to, oh, is it a women-owned business? Okay, well, they get, you know, extra consideration. Boom, you can pour the concrete on our sidewalks. Well, gee. You know, how many times is there like a man behind that woman? You know, I mean, come on. So then they go, hey, well, you give special rights to, you know, gender here. You know, we need homosexual rights. And then they change it. It's not just, you know, whether you're homosexual. It's like, you know, tri-bi, converted, trans, whatever. I mean, they just keep dumping everything in there. So I'm like, am I allowed not to care? Can I not care? Is it a human being? Are you breathing in and out? I mean, if I did your DNA, it would say human being this person is. Well, aren't we supposed to have a government that gives equal rights and consideration to everybody based on that? Well, there are people who don't believe that. No. No. They should have special card carrying whatever. You know, you want to. This is libertarianism. Now, it's not always popular. Until it is. Well, it's getting more and more popular. And the big bad guys get it because they see an entire new generation. This Lovolution has born an entire new generation that understands that this government is not about what it claims to be. The promise is the defense of individual rights. And they'll carve you up in every way they can to make it to where, no, it's not about that. It's about allocating resources and protection of government, limited liability, and all this other to the in crowd. Well, you ain't in. So guess what? Is going to somebody else. So you have the promise, and then you have reality. As time goes by, you'll see this the graph, and you know, reality at the baseline, and you have this line just going up over here, what you know the promise is, and the separation between the two is getting so great that what always, throughout history, always, every single freaking time happens is revolution. That's why they call it revolution. It just keeps coming round and round. And then you start over, and there'll be somebody promising you whatever, and it'll be, you know, and they'll do it again. Or not. Because as time and technology changes, as human beings, we change. You know, it's been relatively recent that we even have as much freedom as we have now. It's always been about being part of some collective, being in some religion, being in some state. Being in a religious state, a secular state, you know, whatever, it's a form. Now, these are our peoples. Well, America, man, that was a glimmer of hope. That was that, you know, shining beacon on the hill, man. They were going, look, you come over here, and the only purpose we have of any government is to protect you not getting bothered by any government. Well, that didn't take long to screw up. Okay, all right. Well, at least we understand it. We have the heritage, the writings, the you know, heck, the movies. I mean, you know, there's something. Our culture is in a point to where we understand what the proper role of government, or at least we can understand. We have history. We have, you know, tools at our disposal to be able to communicate. I suggest you go to Freedom's Phoenix and watch that one video because it's you know, it shows, you know, the state. What it really is, we're just farms. Yep, that's what it comes down to. So I'm going, all right. You know, we have some tools, we have some skills, we have a aware population, but it's all these young guys. Where are you? Where are you? Why would they care what you think? Why are you, you know, are you involved in this thing? Do they care what, you know, you have to say about it? You know, they blame you for letting it get this bad. All of a sudden they're going to come save you at their expense. They're going, you know what, we need to save the older generation that spending us and our children and grandchildren into oblivion. Let's go save them. How about not? You know, so you just need them to at least advocate for your rights as individuals, not a right to steal from them, because it's not going to keep happening. It can't. It's math. You're going to be sacrificed on the altar or whatever, in the name of whatever, by the bad guys, and they're going to blame us. Heck no. That's what this campaign is about. It is about love. It is about being just left alone. It is about advocating for the freedom and individual rights and the property ownership and the property rights of everybody. 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 Because what's going to happen is they need to get that philosophy off the table. They need to start shut up. It's not about, it's about survival. We have thermonuclear detonation in whatever. You know, I always been saying, I go, yeah, you know, they'll do it. If it serves their purpose, they get, it's going to happen. Gold Gate Bridge, St. Louis Arch, done. And I just happen to, you know, name those two because they're iconic and they're kind of civilian-esque and, you know, they're not, you know, it's going to be, you know, the heart of the country, you know, the gateway to the West, you know, the center of the country. That's the only reason I say Golden Gate. Well, where's the National LP convention? St. Louis? Memorial Weekend, no less? And I'm like, you know, damn, I'd be afeared because they can. You know, this is just how it works. They cannot have the. So do we solidify it? Do we make it central plan for freedom inside the LP? Hell no. That's the problem. Stop doing that. We go, no, it's going to be you. It's going to be Levolution. It's going to be the same thing. Decentralized, individual activists, these young guys doing this, and I'm just going to be, well, you got war in there. What happens? You got everybody doing sign. We're doing it in Searchlight. I already told them. It's not a secret to anybody. I told Wayne, it's on, man. It's on. We're going to Southwest Airlines, y'all. It's on. So he goes, you know, well, we can't go negative when you're Ernie. We got to go, are you kidding me? What you did to Mary Ruart in the 2008 convention in 08, you think anybody forgot about that? Oh, it's so on. So what happens when you got t-shirts and signs that all say, love, love, not war? What's that going to mean? Well, people are going to define it. Here it comes. We're mass producing. It's going to go national. National. They are not allowed to take another word from us. They took classical liberal. They took conservative. They took, but they're not taking libertarian.
How would you like to save up to $1,000 on your grocery bills? TDMS Marketing Research is conducting a special consumer spending study in your area. Call today and receive a certificate for $1,000 worth of grocery discounts and coupons. Then choose the coupons you want from hundreds of name brand groceries, personal and household items, and redeem them in supermarkets. TDMS has done the coupon clipping for you, so you save time and money. To receive your certificate for $1,000 of grocery discounts and coupons, you just pay a small processing fee of only $2.95. Fill your shopping cart while saving money. This is a limited time offer, so don't delay. Some restrictions apply. Call toll-free 1-877-303-1622 now to get up to $1,000 worth of grocery discounts and coupons for just $2.95. Call 1-877-303-1622. That's 1-877-303-1622. Call now 1-877-303-1622.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid three times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Attention, ladies! Dr. Arthur Perry is inviting you to participate in a nationwide giveaway of his Miracle Cream Night Skin. If you want smooth, firm skin with healthy collagen and elastin, you are eligible for a free 10-day supply of Night Skin, the skincare formula with proven results. Night Skin works while you sleep to even skin tones on your face and neck, exfoliate, and also reduce the appearance of fine lines. This one amazing cream does the work of four expensive products. If you want firmer, beautiful skin, and you're new to Dr. Perry's Night Skin, you're eligible to have a free 10-day supply rushed to your door. Here's how.
For your free 10-day supply of Night Skin, call 1-800-362-5848. You only pay shipping and handling. Call right now and ask for your free supply of Night Skin. Call 1-800-362-5848 and be sure to click on our banner at www.republicbroadcasting.org.
Freedom's the answer. What's the question? You're listening to Ernest Hancock.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. I'm going to play you a clip here. I want to explain this really quick. This is from Wag the Dog again, and I wanted to make sure that you get you know, an understanding of why I play these, because it's part of our culture. We have already been made aware of these kinds of things, but you know, how do you act on it? How do you do something? What is it that we need to do? Well, just understand is the first thing, so that you don't go just falling in line with these guys because they got cheerleaders up there, the perfect cheer, the Saturday Night Live skit with Will Ferrell. You know, they go, oh, they just need the perfect cheer, and they start again. You know, and you just buy into it. This is what is coming. They're going to do it again. You what? They have to.
They're going to run this man through the shredder. We can hold a break in the dam for 11 days till the election. I think we got a chance.
Yeah, but you can't hold the dam. I mean, how the hell? I don't get what you want me to do.
What do you think would hold it off, Mr. Moss?
Nothing. I mean, you'd have to have a war. You're kidding. You're not kidding. I'm in show business, yes? Why come to me?
Well, I'll tell you why, Mr. Moss. 54-40 a fight. What does that mean?
It's a slogan. It's from the...
Remember the Maine.
Yeah, that's got to be...
Tip a canoe and paddle to it.
No, that's not the...
Well, they're war slogans, Mr. Moss. Uh-huh. We remember the slogans, we can't even remember the wars. You know why?
Why?
It's show business. Uh-huh. That's why we're here.
I see.
Naked girl, covered in napalm. V for victory. Five Marines raising the flag. Mount Suribachi. Mm-hmm. You remember the picture 50 years from now, you'll have forgotten the war.
True.
The Gulf War, smart bomb falling down the chimney, 2,500 missions a day, 100 days. One video of one bomb, Mr. Moss, the American people bought that war.
Mm-hmm.
War is show business. That's why we're here.
And what do you do for the president? Why Albania?
Why not?
They got to know at some point.
Who?
Who? The public.
They gotta know?
Yes.
Stan, get with it.
Who killed Kennedy?
I read the first draft of the Warren Report. It says he was killed by a drunk driver. You watch the Gulf War. What do you see day after day? The one smart bomb falling down the chimney. The truth? I was in the building when we shot that shot. We shot it in a studio, Falls Church, Virginia, 1/10 scale model of a building.
Is that true?
How the f*** do we know? You take my point?
Yes. All right. Okay. And you want me to do what?
We want you to produce...
You want me to produce your war?
Not a war. It's a pageant. We need a theme, a song, some visuals. We need, you know, it's a pageant.
It's a pageant.
It's a pageant. That's what it is.
Country's a war.
It's Miss America and your bird parks.
Why Albania?
Because.
Well, they have to have something we want.
Well, I'm sure they
do. What do we have that they want?
Freedom.
Well, why would they want that?
Oppress?
No. Fuck freedom. They want to destroy the godless Satan of the United States. They want to destroy our way of life, all right? Okay. The president is in China. He is dealing with the dispatch of the B-3 bomber to Albania. Why?
Well,
why? Help me.
Well, I mean, but he's...
Well, all right. Let's see, geopolitically, if you...
We just found out they have the bomb.
That's...
We just found out they have the bomb.
Good.
Yeah. Wait a second. No. The bomb's not there because they'd have to have a rocket net, right? And they are a bunch of wogs. No. Cross out. All right. So it's a suitcase bomb.
I didn't even know I said that.
It's a suitcase bomb. You don't need missiles.
You can put a bomb in a suitcase, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's a suitcase bomb.
Yeah, that's good.
It's a suitcase bomb.
Yes?
It's a suitcase bomb. When it's cooking, it's cooking. We're cooking, and it's in Canada. Right?
Albanian terrorists have placed a suitcase bomb in Canada in an attempt to infiltrate the bomb into the USA.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
That's good. That's terrific. And I'll tell you why. It is cost effective.
Well, it's producing. That's what it is.
No, the president wonders about the possible Albanian backlash.
Can't have a war without an enemy.
Mm-hmm.
You could have one, but it'd be a very dull war.
Introducing the new